And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Go ahead and say it, Ed. Go Tigers!
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
You like that? You like that?
F it. Jamar's down there somewhere.
And you're on the same select. Marcus
Davenport. No!
Splash Brothers. Yep.
It's playoff. Get going, Brace.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
What is up, guys? Dirty Boot Sports, and we are back with episode number 191. It is NFL Draft Week, and we are here to talk a lot of football. So much football. It's April, but football season never stops. We have me here, Chance, and Jacob. Tell everybody what's up.
What up?
And it's football season. The Saints are dying. I think we have two healthy O-linemen, and I don't think anyone likes either of them.
Yeah, two returning starters from last year.
Yeah, and no one really cares about either of those.
Ramchick. He'll be all right.
Ramchick's probably dead. He's
going to retire in about a week or two.
I'm pretty sure he is. Yeah, yeah. Andres Pete probably going to be at the facility Monday. You know, he's waiting on his time to shine. The Cowboys bring
him
back.
He'll get hurt.
Trey Hendrickson's retiring in Cincinnati, apparently. Did y'all see that report today?
I did not.
He's retiring? I saw he demanded a trade.
He demanded a trade, and he said, but I would be okay with re-signing in Cincinnati, and I've also considered retiring.
Jesus.
He does not.
Not sure how the leverage of that is. It's like, hey, Cincinnati, pay me $150 million, or I'm going home. Like,
or I'm gonna retire.
Yeah. I don't know about that move. T. Higgins wants out again.
There is leverage.
yeah. T. Higgins wants out. Brandon Ayuk wants out. Cortland Sutton apparently might be on the move from Denver. A lot of stuff going on.
Patrick Surtain might be traded tomorrow night too.
Yeah. That would be
on the lookout for that.
That would be a lot of draft.
According to resident insider Jake Brouillette, that is going to happen.
Okay.
To the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, number four pick.
Now, okay. Yep. All right. Well, so if they trade up to four,
they got to go quarterback.
That means the Saints have to trade up to number three to go get JJ. Right?
No. Absolutely not. No.
You know,
why not, man?
I think I'd be okay with it.
I'm going to ask you all the same questions. I'm going to ask you all the same question that I asked Logan Morreale on the 12-1 Sports podcast. Derek Carr, did he win a national championship?
No. But he had Devontae Adams.
I'm not done. Has he won a Super Bowl?
Not yet.
No. Okay. All right. JJ McCarthy, has he won a national championship?
I mean, it's hard to say he.
Okay,
won
then.
It.
Thank you. That's well. Okay, all right. he was the quarterback of the national championship team.
He was on the field. Yeah,
he was on the field.
He was on the field. If the Saints did that, I'd be happy because it'd be a splash. Now it'd piss me off, but it'd be a splash. We would be moving towards the future. I'd believe in JJ. He'd be a national champion. You know,
but we don't have an offensive line to play in front of him.
But Harbaugh said he's the best quarterback prospect in this draft, and you got to trust Harbaugh.
Look, you guys have seen the movie Draft Day. You have to make a splash.
That's right,
dude. I'm watching it tomorrow.
When did I watch? Did I watch it? What day is today? I think I watched it
sometime last week.
I think it was like Sunday or Monday. I think it was Sunday. No, I don't know. I lost track of time. Time is relative to me right now.
Yeah.
Wedding planning.
I mean,
when
Bo Callahan is available, you gotta go for it. Absolutely.
You say football in Seattle. You take Bo Callahan.
Even though
nobody showed up for his birthday.
That's
exactly.
I'll eat some pancakes.
Yes.
Stay with you, pancake eating mother.
While you're at it, you get Putney because he's a special teamer. And that'll change your franchise. You need a kicker turner.
Absolutely.
And I want Putney because I GD feel like it.
Yeah.
How did you come up with that? I was pissed.
He traded like three ones, and then he traded like three twos to get all those ones back.
That would never happen.
No,
somebody
but it's
said
still
on Twitter,
great cinema.
Oh, it's awesome.
They were like, they do all of this to get you hyped up just for the Browns to probably go 7-11 the next year.
But Vontae was playing for his sister, so they were going to have that. They were going to have that special
season. She's just
season.
Some girl. Just some girl in the stands.
Just some girl in the stands. That's not some girl, guys. That's his sister. She
died a year later.
Damn.
So good, man. So good.
Come on, Sonny.
So where do we want to start with this? Y'all want to break down? I got two mock drafts pulled up. We got the 1201 sports one, and we have who's this other one? Who's the special one I've got?
Jake Briette special.
That's it.
Shout out.
Which one of those do y'all want to run down first?
Dude, he's been in over 24 hours.
Or I guess we could compare them. We could just go pick by pick and compare.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
All right, let me.
I'll get our pulled up on my phone here.
I can screen share. How do I do that? Here it
There's
is.
There's that green tag that says.
Yeah.
I did not know how to do that until when did we record? Whoa. Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Whoa.
Okay, boom.
Dude.
Clay, get that porn off your screen.
Is that YeezyPorn.com?
Wow, that is crazy.
Shout out Kanye,
weird,
huh?
Those are weird tabs, my guy.
I mean, the NFL draft is essentially porn, so... Right. So we got the Jake special on the left. We got 1201 on the right. Caleb Williams, is he going number one?
No.
Upset of the century. So I saw there's a guy I follow on Twitter. He does a NFL draft pick'em every year, apparently, where he makes a Google Doc and people go in and put in 32 players that will get drafted, and they'll get points based on if they're drafted in the first round. Very cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's something I'm very interested in seeing how that works out. But through, I think, 370 entries, Marvin Harrison was left out of two. They just had him not going round one.
What?
And then they were like, go look at the ones that have been picked one time out of 1,000. And it was some wild names. I think Mekhi Wingo from LSU was one of them.
Hey.
Yeah, he's just going to make the jump. He's not even the best D tackle from LSU in the draft. But that was a very cool idea.
Real quick.
What's up?
The one from Jake, it's not just it's a random dude. He has stats to prove that
he's
good
a scout.
At this. Yeah.
He's a scout.
He's getting 26 or 27 right a year. For the past five years.
It's ridiculous. If you look at the left one, Marshawn Nealand. One, that is definitely a Detroit Tiger.
Oh my God.
Detroit Tiger, Detroit line.
Western Michigan.
He's from Western Michigan. And Jake, I told him, Jake, I haven't even seen this guy in any first round mock draft in anybody that I've seen. And
is he at the combine?
Hell if I know. But
kneecap off.
But Marshawn Nealand, he was no, dude, he's going to go first round. Dude, his hands are so explosive. And I'm like, Jake, nobody's heard of Marshawn Nealand except Marshawn Nealand and his mother. Come on, man.
But if my team drafted him tomorrow, I would love him.
True.
Absolutely.
Let's see. The other one on here, I think that was the only one that really stood out to me.
That definitely jumps out.
And Nate Wiggins was another one. After I did a little bit more research, he has shown up in some, but you're definitely going to see Kool-Aid McKinstry go in the first round. You're definitely going to see Quinyon Mitchell go in the first round. He may be the first corner taken off the board. The all-white NFL team is getting a little bit stronger tomorrow when Cooper DeJean gets drafted. Let's see.
Philadelphia. Is Cooper going to go play? I've seen Green Bay for him a lot, which makes sense. Green Bay would love a white.
It's going to be Philly or Green Bay, one of those two.
I've also seen the Rams, and they like white people named Cooper.
They do and they are racist, so it makes sense.
That's right.
Who I really hope the Rams get. I'm not a Rams fan, but Johnny Newton, or I can't pronounce his first name, but everybody calls him Johnny. But the defensive tackle at Illinois, the Rams. The last time the Rams drafted an undersized defensive tackle, it worked out for him.
He was a pretty good one.
He was a pretty good one. Johnny Newton is the exact same build and is just as explosive. He's got really good tape. So I'm excited to see where Johnny Newton goes. If he's there at 24 and all the tackles are off the board, and because Jerry fell asleep during his nap, I would not be upset if they took Johnny Newton. Honestly, I know it, because the value, man, is really good.
I'm trying to find Marshawn Nealand on DraftKings for an
exactly. Yes,
He does not have odds.
He doesn't have odds to go in the first round.
No, I'm trying to find him.
That's insane.
I did not see him.
About the Texans a couple years ago. The Texans when they drafted.
Oh, found him. +350.
+350. That's not bad.
It's pretty good.
Who did the Texans draft? Tyson, was it Titus Jones?
Titus
or
Howard,
something like that. Titus Howard. That's it. Titus Jones is
like West Alabama or some crap. One of them.
Offensive tackle.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey,
he turned
out
pretty good.
Nobody saw that coming.
Western Michigan was Corey Davis, right?
It was, yes. Corey Davis. Yeah.
I mean, they've got a. I mean, he wasn't an awful NFL player. He was fine.
PJ Fleck.
Yeah. There you go.
Throw the boat.
So number boat, one, baby. Caleb Williams. How do y'all feel about that? How do y'all feel about Caleb Williams and his NFL future? I know he's a very hot topic for
polarizing.
A lot of reasons that don't even have to do with his on field play. what do y'all think about him as a franchise quarterback?
To me personally, I mean, yeah, he's got all the hype and he's obviously. I'm not an NFL scout. I don't claim to be an NFL scout, unlike Jake.
Yes.
But this guy obviously has the tape for everybody in the world to say that he is the number one overall quarterback. To me, if you have all these really good weapons at wide receiver and you can't beat Utah anytime that you're there in the Pac-12, I don't understand why everybody thinks you're a winner.
Yeah, but that Mormon
Caleb
power.
Williams, yeah. Caleb Williams, man, he is. I'm going to be interested to see what he does in Chicago. He would be the first quarterback that will succeed in Chicago since
Cutler.
Yeah, Jay Cutler.
Well, I looked up Jay Cutler the other day because Stacy presented me a question. It was about Zach Wilson, and it was like, when has a like top 10-ish overall quarterback like been traded on his rookie contract and it been successful for the team that traded for him? And Chicago's getting Jay Cutler on like his third year after Denver was like the only option I could really find. Cutler didn't make a Pro Bowl in Chicago. That shocked me.
That feels weird.
Really?
Yeah, he did not. He made one Pro Bowl and it was his second year in Denver. And then they traded him for Kyle Orton, which I don't understand that. but yeah, Cutler didn't make a Pro Bowl. That was pretty shocking. But
well,
I would
think
say
about
Cutler
the NFC.
I would say Cutler was a fine quarterback. Absolutely.
Yeah, he was perfectly fine.
He was going against Breeze, Manning. Or Eli, who else is in the NFC back then?
Aaron Rodgers
a little bit, yeah.
Big Ben. Big Ben's AFC, never mind.
Yeah, I mean, there was absolutely talent. So it makes sense, but still, that was pretty shocking. I think he's going to be – he's set up to succeed more than you would have expected, honestly, because DJ Moore, I think that was about as good of a hit as the Bears could have wanted. And then they got Keenan Allen, who I just absolutely love. I think that's a great, great get for him. And not only that, I think that's just going to be like the perfect wide receiver you want for a rookie quarterback, because he just does all the little things and the smart things that you want from a wide receiver. And he's not going to have to be the one necessarily, because DJ can be that one type. And I mean, I think that's a very, very fun pairing at receiver. And crap,
and you got a good tight end.
Yeah,
you got Cole
Kmet's good, and you might be adding Roma Dunze or someone like that in the first round as well. It can be very
spent
fun
money
in Chicago,
on defense.
Man. Yeah,
they've spent a lot of money on defense too. So,
yeah.
And they've invested in the O-line as well. The O-line is not bad.
Yeah, I mean Chicago's set up to have a to
and
have
they
a
got
good
DeAndre
year
Swift.
Next year. Yeah, they got Swift. I mean, overpaid for him, but
they
got
DeAndre
him.
Swift, yeah.
So that, that's
they
the number
have that
one
luxury
pick.
Because they're going to have a rookie quarterback. So
yeah, absolutely.
They can overpay right now.
But number
if this
two
guy is, but if Caleb Williams is as advertised, should be all right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
He's going to be a stud.
They got a new stadium.
He's going to be a stud. Yeah, I saw Big Cat tweet about that. He was like, I love it, but where's everybody going to park at?
Yeah, it was a lot of grass. A lot of grass. Number two, Washington. Looks like Jaden Daniels is about solidified as it's felt at any point in the pre-draft process. I've seen some interesting stuff where Jaden might not like Washington. That might not be the destination he wants.
But he's cool with it.
He's cool with it. Yeah.
He's cool with it.
He's cool with it.
They had a meeting. So he was under the impression that he was going to have a one-on-one meeting last week with the Washington front office. And to his surprise, he shows up and all of the top quarterbacks not named Caleb Williams are in the building. And that took him by surprise. And honestly, I'd be upset too. That's like getting an offer or that's like you getting an interview set up for a job. And then you go up there thinking it's a one-on-one and then you're in the room with all the other candidates. It's like,
I won the different. Heisman and I'm here and I'm with these guys. Like I'm a top quarterback prospect.
Too. Yeah.
And apparently they went and played Top Golf. I think I saw that somewhere.
I wouldn't be upset about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they said,
I like a good game of Top Golf.
I think they said JJ McCarthy was the best golfer, which
shocker.
makes sense. So with Jaden, obviously,
I wouldn't say Jaden Daniels is solidified at number two. I really think he could be a mix of Jaden Daniels, Drake May, or even JJ McCarthy. It's going to be like everybody says the draft is going to start at pick three to see what the Patriots do. I really don't know what Washington's going to do. Yeah, I had them mocked Jaden Daniels because I think he is the better talent of the three. I think Jaden Daniels is the better talent. I think Drake May has the highest ceiling. And I think JJ McCarthy has the highest floor, if that makes sense with those three. I mean,
it does.
I could see
but
that.
If you think about it, the Commanders, those three teams, Commanders, New England, who has better weapons? Obviously, Washington, because New England has nobody except Hunter Henry and Ramondre Stevenson and with the shell of what's left of him.
Yeah.
You have two pretty good receivers in Washington. You have a solid running back by committee. You have a defense that looks good on paper. We've talked about that on our show religiously. Like, Washington needs an athletic quarterback. I mean, so I think Jaden Daniels is the guy to get it done. So I don't know where they're going to go, though. It could go in any of those three directions. Jaden Daniels, Drake May, or JJ McCarthy. I think it's still up in the air.
So,
his athleticism can hide a lot of their offensive 100%. Line issues, kind of like he did for LSU year before last. So, I think you got to go with him personally. That's just me, though.
So, Jacob, you're not an LSU fan. Our podcast, nope. Big LSU guys, obviously. I mean,
kind of weird.
We had a
how about the Hogs?
This was from before the season. We put up Jaden Daniels' first round pick. Like, we've been all over this. We've been liking this. There's something in my gut that's telling me Jaden Daniels isn't going to work in the NFL. I don't know what it is. I love the dude. The second he stepped at LSU, when everybody else wanted Nuss playing, like I was supporting him and believing in him when it wasn't cool before he won the Heisman, stuff like that. Now, when it feels like everybody's on him, I'm starting to get off whenever he's going to the NFL. There's just something about it that I just don't know if it's going to work. Maybe it's the skinny thing. Maybe it's the age. Maybe it's just the pocket presence. I mean, he made a big leap in that this past year, but still, I don't know if it's like franchise quarterback worthy. There's just a lot of questions to me, and I don't really know what his ceiling is. What is his ceiling? I mean, I think with Drake May, you see, like, yes, it could go wrong, but also if it hits, he can be, I mean, Justin Herbert essentially. With JJ McCarthy, I don't think he necessarily misses, but I also don't think he has much of a ceiling. With Daniels, I think it's more boom or bust than any of them. And what is Daniels' ceiling in y'all's opinion?
I don't know what it is, but this whole draft process, you know, obviously he was great in college, but the hype that he gets now is like a more athletic Teddy Bridgewater.
Okay.
Like I feel like that is how people are going to perceive him. It's like he makes great decisions. He's athletic. He's got a good arm. But, you know, where is it going to take him? I had no idea how old – I was trying to find the tweet that I sent this morning. Y'all realize how old Jaden Daniels is?
Well, what
is it? A touchdown to Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, he threw a touchdown pass to Brandon Ayuk in college while he was playing against Justin Herbert.
And Ayuk caught it on the cornerback Lenore that also plays for the Niners and has for a couple years. I mean,
that's ridiculous, man.
I saw a tweet that had like the ages of first round quarterbacks for the past, I forget, 10, 15 years. And it was the 25-ish oldest. Not a good list.
No,
not a good list of guys that you want. And
never is.
Daniels were on there. Daniels is on there. Penix.
The top of that list, Brandon Whedon.
Yes.
The 28-year-old rookie quarterback.
Like the only one, the only one on there that was really good was Burrow. And even with him, I mean, we've seen him have two season-ending injuries. True. There's been some concerns there. Like it's Burrow and Baker, and everything else is straight up like miss. And with Baker, crap, he played 3 years for his team or 4 years for his drafted team. So not the best of just track record for old quarterbacks like that. And old, skinny, maybe runs too much. Like there's like, a lot. And go into an organization like the Commanders that not very good. Just overall as an organization, yes, they've
and
got
the last
pieces.
Time the Commander slash Redskins had a quarterback that ran around a lot, didn't
drafted
work out.
Him number two. Yeah.
Like, does didn't that not out. What,
and
is
won
that
the
not
Heisman.
What it feels like?
It is.
It is. What, it's exactly what it feels like.
It is.
Like, it feels exactly like that. He busts on the scene, wins the Heisman, works his way up, gets behind a generational quarterback talent like Andrew Luck, and he's going to go to the Redskins. It's the same exact thing. Like, we've seen the movie. You know, like they won't Putney. They
right.
won't.
I found the list. Here's the list. Brandon Whedon, 28 and a half when he got drafted. Then it's Bo Nix, Michael Penix, Kenny Pickett, Ryan Tannehill, Joe Burrow, Carson Wentz. I mean, I guess that's kind of a hit because he was fine until he got hurt.
Thank you.
Jaden Daniels, Christian Ponder, EJ Manuel, Baker Mayfield, Jake Locker, Mac Jones, Mitch Trubisky, Tim Tebow. That's since 2010.
Christian Ponder is a name I've not heard in a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Not the best of list. And that ranges from 22 and a half years old to 28 and a half, thanks to Brandon Whedon.
That's crazy.
So do you want to, like, is Daniels going to hit? Is it just an LSU thing? Maybe you got to be old and go to LSU for it to work. I don't know. Just a lot of question marks there, but it feels like everything's trending towards Daniels being the pick in Washington. And then we go to number three. New England has the pick.
I'm guilty. I know nothing about Drake May besides the fact that he was kind of hit or miss throughout this past year. Like, I don't know nothing else about his game.
You have to look at last year. Last year, he had two wide receivers that both went in like the second round.
Yeah.
Both had over 1,000 yards, had a bunch of touchdowns. And Drake May with those guys looks really good. Drake May did take a step back this year, but he lost two of his top targets, or really both of his top targets, to the NFL draft.
Then he had the Tez Walker kid that was out for the first seven games because Incinibre sucks.
Right. So, I mean,
you were playing at North Carolina.
Yeah.
Not a football powerhouse. Now, if Drake May would have transferred to Alabama, like it was highly rumored to, he might be going number one. Like, who knows?
That's what I was about to compare it to. You remember, like, when Sam Howell, after like his sophomore or junior year, whatever,
he's going to be the next Baker.
He was going to be the number one overall pick the next year. Comes back to North Carolina, takes a step back. Like, it kind of feels like we've seen that as well. But I think he's better than Howell, correct?
Yeah.
As far as college quarterback
Drake can be good. Drake he's raw, probably needs to sit a year. But I think
every rookie quarterback should sit a year. If we're being honest.
Unless you're Caleb Williams.
Unless you're Caleb Williams.
Unless your name's CJ Stroud.
Or CJ Stroud. Oof. That's correct.
Yes. But with Drake May, I think he's got a very high ceiling. He's in my opinion, the second best quarterback in the draft. I would take him over Jaden. For the sake of football, for the sake of fun, please don't let that man go to New England. Please, someone trade.
It's happening, Clay.
New England needs to trade this pick so bad.
And New England needs to just not ruin Drake May. Like that,
New England really, like, they need to start. And I know they've probably been listening to phone calls, but it doesn't matter who goes number two overall. New England needs to start listening to phone calls because this is going to sound so weird. And we said this on our podcast a couple weeks ago. New England really needs to take a page out of the Houston Texans playbook on how to do this deal.
Like, hey, that's New England South.
Exactly. Like, trade back. Trade back. Don't invest in the quarterback right here. You have way too many holes. Like, Houston, they filled a lot of holes in free agency. So they could afford to get that quarterback, trade back, and then trade back up. Like, they could afford to do that. New England can't. They did not go out and spend in free agency. You invested money into a bunch of wide receiver threes that would still be wide receiver threes on any team in the NFL, maybe. And Hunter Henry. Like, that's it. Like, trade back here. Go get some pieces. Like, if the Vikings call me up and say, look, then like what we did in our mock, we'll give you 11, we'll give you 23, and we'll give you first next year. Boom. Done. Don't ask for anything else. Take it. Take it and call it a day. You're getting two first-round picks to help fix your depleted roster. Go build up this year. Let whoever your – I think Jacoby Brissett?
Brissett.
Yeah. Let Jacoby Brissett be the bridge quarterback this year and take the quarterback next year. Do not invest in a quarterback this year. New England needs to build a team and get a quarterback next year.
You could trade down to 25 – or 23, whatever that is that the Vikings have, and take Penix or Nix, either one.
If you wanted to take a quarterback, sure.
Or take a shot on Rattler or Pratt in the second round, or just to have like some excitement in the room. Like that way you're not rocking with Brissett and nothing.
In all reality, they're 2 to 3 years at the minimum away from being semi-competitive, especially in that division.
Agreed.
Because you got Buffalo, which is I don't know what's happening there right now. And then you still got Miami lurking. And, and then you got Aaron Rodgers in New York.
So much in Houston went, like, perfect for them last year.
Yeah.
Rookie quarterback,
watch that.
Wide receiver room that honestly shouldn't have been that good. No one expected Nico Collins to take a jump. People thought Tank Dell could have a good rookie season, but not what he did. Like, Noah Brown had too many good games. Plus, I mean, the coach working out to perfection as a rookie head coach and a rookie offensive coordinator, like, so much went perfect for them.
And somehow not losing that offensive coordinator.
Yeah. But that's a very tough thing to replicate. With New England, I would say the best move is absolutely trade down. The Vikings are wanting to trade up, and I would love to see Drake May in Minnesota. I think that'd be very fun.
Yes.
I don't know.
And that would keep Justin Jefferson happy.
It would. I don't know if that would be the move they make. I don't know if they'd go JJ over Drake. But Drake May in Minnesota would be very fun. At the end of the day, I think New England ends up keeping it.
Did y'all see what shout out Sean Fox? Did you see what Sean Fox said on Twitter to that mock draft that he posted? From the Athletic. So it was I couldn't read it because I'm not gonna pay for the Athletic. But
absolutely.
$1 a month.
New England traded back with Buffalo. What the hell did Buffalo give up to move to 3?
They
moved up to 3
to take
go
MHJ?
Get Marvin Harrison Jr.
Oh,
wow. What the hell did they give up? Did they give up Josh Allen's kidney?
It's on the Athletic?
Yeah.
I have an account. I'll go look and see.
And that's why you don't subscribe to the Athletic, because that's never going to happen. That's your selling points to not pay that $1 a month.
They have a promo all the time where you can get 6 months for $1 a month. It's pretty crazy.
Nobody listens to that crap.
Yeah, but
nobody reads it.
There's just some reporters that I have to go and listen to. I mean, I have to go and read.
It's big for the Bay Area. Yeah,
absolutely.
Never mind. I read that wrong. They traded to 7. My fault. I thought they traded to 3, but it was the Patriots logo. They traded to 7, but still, how the hell did they get to 7?
From 28?
From 28, how did they get to 7?
Wow.
Like, I'm sending this to you.
And who'd they
that's
get?
That's 3 ones. That'd be Odunze.
Do they have
probably.
3 ones to give up? Like, they have a bunch. They got the extra second round pick next year for the Stephon Diggs trade. They have in our mock the other day, I had the Bills and I had them jumping up. The Bills gave up 128. They gave up to move up from 28 to 16. They gave up 28, 133 in the fourth round and a 25 second round pick from Buffalo. Like, wow. I don't even know if that's enough to move up.
Yeah, I don't know about that. And for Tennessee, like, who has built a pretty solid roster, in my opinion, and wants one of those top tackles to, like, kind of complete it, trading down to 28, you're not getting a top 4 or 5 tackle.
You ain't getting a top
draft tackle.
No.
I mean, they would probably get the top tackle.
Yeah, they're going to get Alt if they want him. But, I mean, if you trade down to 28, there's going to be a run on tackles in those teams. That's very interesting.
You saw what Daniel Jeremiah said. Everything he's hearing is people going to trade up for him.
Yep, and Saints are going to get
that's
the one
how
that
good
sucks.
They are. We're going to get freaking Mims.
Yeah, who knows? That also had Brian Thomas Jr. going 10 to the Jets. That is interesting. Wow. So 3, I'm thinking New England ends up getting Drake May. But if I was New England, I would be trading it. 4, what do we think happens? Do we think Arizona trades? It's supposedly going to take a ton for it to happen. I don't think it happens. I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is just too good of a player to miss
at some point. They got to keep an early pick. Keep an early pick at some point. They can't trade off another one.
Yeah,
I mean, you saw how that went last year for him. So,
and like what I think it would require at least 2 first, if not more, to come up there. Assuming
you're going
it
to
would
top
be 10, for a
it takes
quarterback,
at least 2.
Yeah, like it might take 3
for a quarterback.
Yeah, and you also know if you sit there, you have the opportunity at one of the best wide receiver prospects in the past couple years. That'd be a shock to me if Arizona does move off that pick. It just feels too good to be true for them. Like, it felt like
there's
everything
reports,
lined up perfectly.
There's a lot of reports saying that they don't want to be there, though. They don't want to be a 4.
I just don't know. How far would you drop if you're them, though? Like, at what point?
It depends on what you think of those top 3 receivers.
Yeah.
Because, like, in our mock, we had the Cardinals. I had them trading back up because I had, obviously, them trading from 4 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
Four to 12 with the Broncos because the Broncos moved up to go get a quarterback and the Cardinals were like, look, we've got to get the top receiver that's left. We got to get in front of the Bears. We know the Bears are going to take a receiver. And so I get the fact that they trade up again. They did it last year. They did this exact same thing last year. And so the Cardinals, if they think if there's not a big separation between Rome and Malik and Marv, I mean, fine, trade back and go get one of those guys.
Yeah.
But I don't know how far you can trade back.
Yeah.
Because if you trade all the way back up to 12, you ain't getting them.
Yeah.
If you trade back to 11, you ain't getting them.
I'd be scared
to mess with
9 and 10 with the Bears and Jets. It feels like if Odunze's there, that it'd be hard for Odunze to slip past them.
Because the Bears only have, like, well, yes, they do have pick 1 and pick 9. The Bears only have 2 other picks total in this draft.
Yeah.
So maybe that is a spot. Maybe they're like, look, we need more picks. And because we want to be successful with Caleb, we know we're not going to be competitive this year, but maybe we trade back.
It's such a deep receiver class and
it
also
is.
Tackle, which I think they could try to draft another one of them. I mean, you could absolutely trade down into the bottom half of the first round or even trade out of the first round if you're the Bears. I mean, you get Caleb at pick 1. Maybe you just want to deal with everything else the next day and have a lot more picks.
Yeah, just stack up. Aren't they kind of thin in picks on day 2?
Who, the Bears?
The Bears. Or do they have a lot?
No, they have 4 picks total.
Yeah, so they
– yeah, they have 1, 9, and then 2 other picks in, like, on day 3.
Yeah. So that's
unless,
very possible.
Unless one of them top two or three wide receivers dropped them at nine, they're very liable to fall out, I would think.
But even
who's
at
got
that
the
point,
original
man.
Eight pick? Who has the eight pick?
Falcons.
The Falcons.
The Falcons. Where are the Vikings at?
11 and 23.
Yeah, 11.
I mean, that would be the team I would think would trade up.
There's so many different like routes that this draft could go. Did y'all see JJ 100%. McCarthy today talk about the Giants?
That's who he spent the most time with, undoubtedly.
Yeah,
I don't get that though. That
they
doesn't
can't
make sense
they can't do it.
There's no way.
Rich Eisen straight up asked that dude, "Where do you think you're gonna go?" And first thing that came out of his mouth was the Giants. That is shocking. Like,
there's no way, man. Like,
no,
they lose. They have no receivers. They let their best running back walk. The only person they have there is Danny Dimes. Like, that's it.
And that's all. And barely all
who may die this year. But I mean, they have nobody. There's no way they take. There's no way they take a quarterback. There's no.
He had
and
so
Darren
many
Waller's cheating on Kelsey Plum.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
He's dead to me, you know. So,
but yeah, that's going to be the most interesting part right there is if the Giants do make that jump for a quarterback, and if you go from Daniel Jones to JJ McCarthy, that's brutal.
I feel like that's lateral.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
the same guy,
same person.
That's I would not Danny be
runs
about
faster
the Giants fan.
It's the same person. One just has a cool nickname.
Yeah, pretty much. But JJ McCarthy won a national championship. So
best quarterback prospect ever.
It's true.
True.
Number five, the Chargers. Do they Wide sit there? Receiver. I don't think they take a receiver. It's not hardball football. I think if the Chargers sit there, they take a tackle and they want to play run. They got Greg Roman. He don't like throwing the ball. We know that. We saw what happened with him and Lamar for a decade. They just signed the running back room from the Ravens. You got J.K. Dobbins. You got Gus Edwards. They don't want to throw. They don't care about throwing. Also, in this draft, as we've talked about already, it's so deep with receivers that, yes, Malik Nabers is arguably the one on some people's boards, and he's probably going to be sitting here at five as the top wideout available. But how much of a difference is there between Nabers and Odunze and Adonai Mitchell and BTJ in the bottom half of the round? Like, they're all going to be very good players. And also in that Chargers offense, is it necessary to spend a top five pick on a receiver?
Well, and just to add on to your point, when I've done my little bit of film watching, I'm not going to say scouting because I'm not, but, Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, and Rome, they're all in the same tier for me. Everybody wants to say that Marvin Harrison is in this tier all by himself. I'm like, the dude didn't even deserve to win the Biletnikoff. I'll throw that out there.
He did not.
Should have been Malik Nabers. So those three guys in a tier by themselves. And then the next tier down is the next three receivers, Xavier Worthy, Adonai Mitchell, and Brian Thomas Jr. And then there's the tier of like four or five guys. So, I mean, if you're comfortable getting a solid wide receiver two that has the ceiling of a wide receiver one in that second tier, wait and go get one of those guys.
Yeah. And like I said, you're in an offense where they're not going to be throwing the ball all around the field like they have been the past 5 years. It's so hard to look at this you see the name Chargers and everything that we've known in the Justin Herbert era is he's going to be fighting for his life. He's going to be throwing the ball 40 plus times a game. And he's going to be airing it out. He's got to have Malik Nabers. But now Jarren Hallbrough's there. Greg Roman's calling the plays. You traded Keenan. Mike Williams is out the door. Everything about this team is different for better or for worse. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of how they're building this, but hey, Harbaugh knows more about football than me. I don't think that they sit there and take a receiver. If I was them, I would be trading back here. And this is where I think JJ McCarthy 100%. Would go. This is where I think that happens. Probably to the Vikings. I could see the Vikings being the most realistic trade up there. But as I've also seen, if you're John Harbaugh, are you going to just like let a team come up and trade for your quarterback that you've coached and call the best prospect? Like, How much extra value is it going to take to get to that spot to trade with Harbaugh? Or has he been just building up this hype for JJ because he knows he's in this situation? And he knows, like, the more that I talk him up, the more that people hear about that, the more draft capital we're going to get for this trade.
I think they do trade back, but I don't think JJ McCarthy is going to be here at five. He's going to go somewhere in the top four. There's no way JJ McCarthy gets past four, whoever the hell picks there. No way. So even if JJ McCarthy is there at five, the Chargers' best decision here is still to trade back.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, as we've talked about too, the run on tackles is going to happen sooner than later.
Yeah.
Because if Joe Alt is still sitting there at five, if the Chargers are wanting to pass on Joe Alt, somebody's going to be calling.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because they know that if Alt gets to seven, crap, Alt might go to six of the Giants for all we know. Like that's a very Giants pick. Say screw quarterback and receiver, we'll take a tackle. But if Alt got to seven, he's going to Nashville. That's absolutely happening.
1,000%.
So a team could absolutely try to trade up to five and take that tackle two picks ahead of Tennessee. Anything else about that five pick? We can move on to six with the Giants, which we just kind of talked about, but I don't really know what their best decision is. This could go so many different ways. It could go quarterback for whatever reason if that happens. If one fell to that point, crap, maybe even they trade up a couple picks to get one. I would say receiver is the most realistic option here. Which one it would be, y'all have Marvin Harrison falling to six. And Neighbors going five. What made y'all go with that?
Because Jonah's an LSU homer.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I mean,
good answer.
Pretty much. Simple. But again, it goes back to what I said earlier. It depends on how you rank those three guys in that top tier.
Yeah. And everything that I've seen.
I believe it is Marvin Harrison, Malik Neighbors, Rome, Adunze. Like, it depends on how you rank those guys. Like, Marvin Harrison Jr., you know, obviously they say he's the greatest receiving prospect we've ever seen. They say Malik Neighbors has outstanding speed, but he only runs three routes, but he runs those three routes pretty damn good. And then Rome Odunze, while he is a great talent, he's big, he's physical, he's fast, he's also old. Like, he's older than both of the top two receivers. So it depends on how you rank those guys. And if it was me, if I had the Chargers and I was going to go receiver and nobody was calling me to trade up, I probably would have taken Marvin Harrison Jr. One thing that I think is pretty spicy is if the Colts want to call up, if they really want a receiver here and they come up and get Marvin Harrison Jr.
Who?
That would be sick.
Jersey would sell
out.
The
thing is, 100%. Because I mean, you think you have you drafted your franchise quarterback last year and he got hurt. If he's coming back and he is exactly what you think he is, he needs a shiny, brand new wide receiver one that is not named Paris Campbell and that is not named, what's his face?
Michael Pittman.
Michael Pittman is a solid wide receiver too.
Yeah.
Go get an alpha. Go get a big dog that loves to eat. Go get Marvin Harrison Jr., man.
And
Maserati Marv.
Something with the Colts. I'm a big fan of Richardson. Like my draft rankings last year for quarterbacks was Stroud, Richardson, Young. That's how I went personally.
Fair. Yeah.
But even then, yes, he looked, I would say, good through the four or five games he played. He still was so raw. Like there's a lot that
raw
can go.
Raw's not even the word.
Yeah, there's a lot that is still to be determined with him, and
he ain't been cut off the cow yet.
Yeah, I mean getting him another weapon to make life a little bit easier, I think is absolutely a good move. And yeah, I mean if you can go up and get a hometown favorite with Marvin Harrison Jr., who almost went back to college, he claimed, so he could go win a championship in the what's the Lucas Oil Stadium where his dad played. He wanted to win that Big Ten championship and he never got to because Michigan owned him. That would be a very, very cool storyline if he did slip past four. And I would be rooting for that. I'm not even a Colts fan, but I'd be rooting for that.
I said that the other day in our group text and Jake was like, yeah, no way that happens. I don't think they get up there.
All right, so it's not happening.
Mr. Marshawn Nealon in the first round.
Hey, plus 350. Hammer it. I'm absolutely betting that. let's run through the rest of the top 10. 7, Joe Alt to the Titans. That feels like that's going to happen if Tennessee stays there and if Alt is there. 8, the original pick is the Falcons. Both mock drafts have that being traded. If they sit there, I think they would go someone like Dallas Turner. They've been looking for some actual edge rush help for a little while now. Offense, I think, is pretty much set in stone. I don't really know what you would draft if you're the Falcons. You've got pretty much everything you need.
As a Bijan and Drake London fantasy owner, I pray to God they don't draft anybody on the offensive side of the ball.
Hey, if Rome is fallen, though, you know.
Man, I just...
With the Falcons, who knows? You can never tell what they're actually going
if
to
Rome
do.
So in the dynasty draft I'm in, I have picked 7. I've done so many mock drafts, and I'm either going to get Brock Bowers or I'm going to get Roma Dunze. I'm sitting and I'm sweating on who the hell is going to take Roma Dunze.
Yeah,
because if it's the Chargers, I'm going to kill myself. If it's the Cardinals, going to be pretty happy. Like what we have in our mock. Like
if it's the Giants.
If it's the Giants, I'm telling you, I'm going to kill myself. Straight up, I'm eating 9mm for breakfast.
So what's your ideal Odunze landing spot?
Arizona, Chicago wouldn't be bad. I've had them in one of my earlier mocks. I do think the Bears, if a wide receiver is there, they take him because Keenan Allen is not going to be there for the future. He's only got 1 year left on his deal,
and he gets hurt.
I mean, and he gets hurt a bunch.
Ultra long,
yeah.
I wouldn't mind the Bills taking Roma Dunze if they trade up and go get Rome. Like,
what about the Jets?
Athletic mock.
The Jets would be fun. They're gonna get
Jets
Bowers
because Jets. I think they get Brock Bowers and they use him like a receiver. I mean, that's basically what he is anyway. I mean, so Cardinals obviously the ideal spot. Wouldn't mind the Broncos, I guess. But it depends on who the hell the quarterback is going to be.
Yeah. Stidham.
I mean, they got an elite quarterback room in Denver. You got Stidham, Zach Wilson, and Ben DiNucci. Yeah, it's
Ben DiNucci.
How much better can it get? You just add Bo Nix, and it just like you got all the white
jumps off the
basic
page, man.
Quarterbacks, man.
Yeah, it just jumps off the page, really. You look at it and think, oh God, here we go.
Yeah. Both mock drafts have the Bears taking Byron Murphy at 9 and the Jets taking Bowers at 10. Yeah. I like both of those picks. Looks like Murphy's been rising up faster and faster on the boards. And that, like, I think everybody has him solidified as the best D tackle. Might not
just
even
don't
be another
be shocked
D tackle.
At Johnny Newton. Go ahead and make my claim. Johnny Newton, man, if he goes in front of Byron Murphy, you heard it here first.
There you go. And then if Marshawn Nealon goes in front of Dallas Turner, let's run through 11 through 15. So 11 would initially be the Vikings, correct? I would be shocked if the Vikings make that pick there. Feels like they're just dying to make some type of move.
100%.
I think they try to trade up, but crap, if they're sitting there and they're at 11, they might just say, screw this, let's trade down. Because I don't really know if they don't get a quarterback, what is their need?
Everything.
It's just, quarterback, man. There's really not much else.
They have Sam Darnold. Like,
you could always get an edge piece because, I mean, you got in your division, you have Jared Goff, you have Jordan Love, you have who's the other? And then you have Caleb Williams. That's going to be the quarterbacks. Go if there's an extra edge piece there, go and grab him. If you are afraid of all the receiver threats, you can get, you know, you got a chance at getting the best cornerback in the draft. It Quinyon Mitchell or, you know, Taron Arnold or Cooper DeJean, whoever. I mean, yeah. you have options there, but
that 11 spot feels like it's going to be the start of like positions that aren't quarterback, receiver, tackle. Like at that spot, you're probably getting your first cornerback, edge, maybe D lineman, period, tight end, anything like any of that might be getting there.
Don't be surprised if pick 11 tomorrow night is the first defensive player off the board.
Yeah.
Like there's a strong chance 1 through 10 could all be offense.
That's what we want. That's real football. Screw defense.
Exactly. Score points.
Puts butts in the seats.
Amen.
You can't win football games if it's 0-0.
So, disastrous scenario for the Vikings. It goes Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, 1-2-3 to Bears, Commanders, Patriots, and then at that point, they probably call the Chargers and say, we'll give you whatever you want for five. But let's say they don't. Like let's say they can't get a deal struck and the Giants sit at six and take JJ, where he's visited the most.
I just can't imagine a world where the Giants would pay a quarterback a whole bunch of money just to draft his replacement the next year. It's different with the Cardinals a couple years ago they took Josh Rosen, and then the very next year they took Kyler Murray. That's different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they've already paid the second contract to Danny Dimes
for like one. He's only like 1 year into the four.
No way. They eat that contract just to draft a rookie in the top six.
With someone like JJ, he might take a year or two of sitting and trying to build that potential. So it could happen. If that did happen though, in the Vikings, man, and going back to you're running down the quarterbacks in that NFC North. If you compare the Vikings group of playmakers to everybody else's, and I would probably take the Vikings over any of them. You 100%. Got Justin Jefferson, you got Jordan Addison, you got Hawkinson, Aaron Jones on there. Like they have a lot of talent.
And offensive minded head coach.
Good offensive minded head coach, O-line that performed pretty well last year, and you have Sam Darnold at quarterback. Like you gotta try something, man. especially because JJ is wanting that contract. And If he rolls out with Sam Darnold by week two, he's probably asking for a trade. If not by the end of the preseason,
we're gonna see the Stephon Diggs situation in Minnesota.
Yes, yep. literally,
it was exactly like it
with the guy that they drafted with the pick that they got for Diggs.
Yeah, exactly.
I've
seen the movie.
That'd be funny. Send him to
Buffalo.
Hey, why not redo it? Just
yep.
Send them to Cincinnati, let them go play with Burrow and just have fun. 12, the Broncos are sitting there. Do they trade up for a quarterback? Do they sit and take a Bo Nix? Do they take an edge? Do they go defense, tackle? I've also seen that they're a hot spot to trade back. Daniel Jeremiah had them trading back with Philly. And Philly jumps up here to take Quinyon Mitchell. So a lot of different things could happen there. And that would have the Broncos fall into 22, which feels a lot more realistic for Bo Nix.
It does, but also because, you know, obviously the Broncos, I think this is a good trade back spot. But also, if Nix is available and you like Nix, or if you have the ammo, which you don't, to go up into the top five, you know, realistically, to go get one of those top quarterbacks, Denver has to trade back here, or they have to get their favorite of the two quarterbacks because they have a divisional rival right there behind them that are also in the QB market. So if you like Bo Nix, you have to get Bo Nix before Vegas does. If you like Michael Penix, you have to get Michael Penix before Vegas does. Because then if you fall back to 12, you are getting more picks because you don't have a pick in the second round. If Denver really feels like they need a quarterback here, they have to get him in the first round. They don't have a second round pick.
Yeah. And there's no way Sean Payton is fine with Jarrett Stidham starting at quarterback for him.
Jarrett Stidham, Ben Nucci, or Zach Wilson.
No way.
That is possible. The Saints have it pretty bad with Derek Carr, Nathan Peterman, and Kellen Mond, but I think the Broncos might have it worse. it's pretty bad.
And the kid from Fresno.
Yeah, Jake Haner, the PED user. Yeah. with the Raiders, though, that's a very interesting spot, not only because they might sit there at 13 and talk, man, go get Penix, who they love, but there's all these reports coming out about Jaden Daniels and how the spot he wants to play at is Las Vegas. He wants to play for Antonio Pierce, who was his coach at Arizona State. Like, there's a lot of... I mean, what could go wrong with an LSU quarterback to the Raiders, right? what could go wrong there? So does Jaden Daniels come out in the morning and just, you know, he talks to the Commanders and he kind of Eli's himself and says, like, I don't want to play for y'all. And the Raiders are just sitting there waiting and trade up and give out 3 first round picks to go get Jaden.
No, we'll see that
Jaden
next
Daniels
year
with Devontae Adams sounds awesome.
It does. It does sound. I mean, and also Jacoby Myers, who had a pretty good year. Like they've got some talent there. I don't know if that happens, but it would be very fun. It'd make for some draft day excitement, which I think we're gonna get plenty of that regardless, but that'd be a shock that doesn't seem to be getting mocked anywhere yet. But I think Vegas does sit here at 13, and do y'all think that they take Penix?
Hey, it's funny. Hold on. I just Googled something, and it's from silverandblackpride.com.
There we go.
You just said it. Raiders send number 13, a next year's first, pick number 44 in the second round, and a 2025 second round pick. So 2 1s and 2 2s to go up to number 3 and take Jaden Daniels.
There we go. All right.
So it's possible. It's definitely possible.
So would that be the Commanders taking May because taking May. They prefer him, or JJ because they prefer them, or because Jaden said, I don't want to play for y'all?
Either. Yeah. Either is both. A juicy storyline.
I mean, they can't be excited for him coming out and saying, I'm cool with playing in Washington. Like, what is that? Like,
right.
You're about to commit a number 2 overall pick for a guy that has come out and said, I'm cool with it, but I really want to play in Vegas. Like, that's not a good method right there. That would be very fun. I'm rooting for that to happen. I don't mind if Jaden goes to the Commanders, but that whole Raiders storyline feels very fun. Maybe he can get the redemption on Jamarcus Russell. 14, our Saints. Just had elite offensive lineman James Hurst retire today. The Trevor Penning project pretty much has expired. He might as well just get cut. He sucks. So they're going to sit here and probably take another tackle that sucks. In my dream world, they're taking Fashanu from Penn State. That's the one I would want if they take a tackle. But it just feels like they're going to take something that doesn't work, and I don't like, because that's how they've drafted the past 7 years. Chance, what do you think?
We got to go offensive tackle. I'm gonna be pissed if we don't.
Yeah, that's a thing. For so long, I've always just joked that we always go O-line, we always go D-line, we never have fun in the first round. But this year, they actually need
we have to.
That's why it just feels like they're gonna either pick a bad one, or one that's like not highly regarded, or they're not going to draft one at all. Like, something bad is going to happen.
We're going to screw this up. That is a guarantee.
Do we take Penix? Like,
hey, if we take Penix, that's a win for me. I'll take that. We're going to find a way to screw this crap up. We always do.
Like, I saw a mock today.
Graham Barton. We'll take Jacob's boy.
There you go.
From Duke.
There you go.
Graham Barton fan club, baby.
I saw a mock draft today that had Brock Bowers falling to 15. Saints would probably take that at 14 because we need a tight end. I mean,
we need one last year. We didn't take Darnell Washington in the third round. We didn't do it.
Yeah,
big we're not going out. To do it.
So we've got Amarius Mims and J.C. Latham. J.C. Latham, I've heard, is like very, very fast riser on the draft board so far.
He met with the Giants for a while too, I thought. He's met with everybody.
It might have been Daniel Jeremiah today that had him going 5 to the Chargers over Joe Alt.
Like, Jesus.
They just sat there at 5 and took Latham, which would mean I'd be pissed if I was a Chargers fan.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
But that's
you passing up on a offensive tackle from Notre Dame? No, thank you.
Yeah, straight up. Straight
that's
up.
That's why I don't listen to Daniel Jeremiah. That guy sucks.
What?
I don't like Daniel Jeremiah.
Oh, DJ's the best. I love him. He's about as good of a fill in for the combine as there could have been. I mean, after it wasn't that big of a downgrade from
Mayock.
Yeah, I love DJ. 15 Colts feels like they're going to take Quinyon Mitchell if he is there. I like that pick a lot for them, but we did discuss maybe they make the splash for MHJ. Maybe they go Brock
Bowers. Maybe he falls. Maybe he falls to 15.
Yeah, yeah. He has a gas mask video come out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or no, the truth is unveiled about what Marvin did.
About his father's murder?
About his father being an actual murderer.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what's going to happen.
Or maybe it's got connected that Marvin Jr. was a part of it as well.
He was there. He witnessed.
He hid the gun. That's it.
That's what it is.
Then he goes back to the city that it probably happened in.
Yes.
Jesus.
Running through the back half of the draft, names that jump out. Terrion Arnold, one of the top cornerbacks. Feels like Jacksonville's been a hot spot for them. Speaking of this Jacksonville pick, I've also seen that if Brandon Ayuk gets traded tomorrow, that's a very popular destination.
Yep. Yep.
And that would be possibly the Niners trading up to that 17 and getting Brian Thomas Jr., which would be scary. I mean, I think if you replace Ayuk with anybody, I think BTJ is a pretty good second option there. I don't know if Ayuk actually gets moved. The Niners probably are, especially with how good of a connection it feels like he has with Purdy.
Why would you want to screw that up?
Yeah,
man?
Like
pay the guy.
Even
pay
or, him. And even if you don't pay him, like the Niners are in year by year mode right now where they want to win now. And if Ayuk helps them get that championship this year, then he walks. Oh well. But it'd be worth it to I don't think you can mess up that connection with Purdy. Because we've seen so much that like he doesn't really have that with Debo or Kittle.
Yeah,
crap,
it'd be
games. Kittle doesn't even get the ball sometimes. It don't make sense. But Ayuk's the guy. Yeah. Let's see. What do we have? Philadelphia down there at 22. As I said, hot spot to trade up to around 12 or so to get that cornerback. But they could sit and get a Cooper DeJean or Arnold, Kool-Aid, any of these guys. I do think cornerback's a good spot for them.
Don't be shocked if the Chiefs trade up into around this territory as well. I could see, like, the Chiefs, obviously the Rashee Rice thing still up in the air.
Yeah.
If there's one of those top receivers that has, you know, is still there, I would not be shocked if the Chiefs decide to trade up from anywhere from 19 to about 21. I know the Steelers probably won't trade out because the Steelers are never trading out of the first round.
Yeah.
But like 19, 21, 22, hell, even 18. Now the Bengals having possibly a bunch of holes to fill. If they want to trade back and get some more picks from somebody, like the Chiefs don't have a whole lot to, you know, to gain here. I mean, if they want to spend some picks to go get one of the top receivers in the draft, then go do it.
Well, I think I saw their GM come out yesterday and say that Kadarius Toney's the most talented wide receiver on the team.
Yeah, that's
sucks. Please no.
So I don't know if God. Like was that a hint?
Kadarius
that,
Toney can't even spell the word talented.
Was that a hint that Rice is like
he went to Florida
suspended or something? Like I don't know. That was a very weird statement in my opinion.
They said it's multi game.
Oh, they have
multiple. That's what somebody said. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I saw it's like a freaking $1 million prison. Bail
yeah, like,
or something he had.
Like, dude should be in jail. Like,
but well,
Zeke
NFL.
Got 6 games. Zeke got 6 games for hitting a woman. This guy almost killed people. So,
like, probably should have killed people if we're being honest. Like, people should have died.
But he's in the NFL.
He got lucky.
He's in the NFL.
Call Henry Ruggs.
Yeah.
Ask him how speeding goes.
AFC West wide receivers in shambles.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
He's got connections to Georgia, I'm sure, too.
Chargers probably. Fans are begging for Quentin Johnston to do that. let's see. Cowboys at 24. What's happening?
Hopefully, it's Graham Barton. Graham Barton is a guy that, you know, he played tackle some in college. He's got the frame for it. His arms are a little bit shorter, but he's super smart. He's probably the smartest offensive lineman in the draft. I'm not just saying that because he went to Duke. I mean, you know, but he's super smart and he's athletic as all get out. He's built more for a guard, but the Cowboys right now they got holes on that offensive line, so he could fill in as that other tackle spot.
Something y'all haven't said in a decade.
Center or guard, exactly. You know, we've had the Great Wall of Dallas 2.0 for the last decade, and now it's starting to deteriorate.
Yeah, they're getting old.
Championship, but whatever. But yeah, man, he could play tackle. He's definitely more of a right tackle because he drafted Tyler Smith, 2 years ago now, to play that left tackle spot. And, you know, what's his name? Starting to escape me. God, it's been there forever. Can't remember his name.
Tyron Smith.
Tyron Smith. Jesus. Yeah. Tyron Smith was
like
there.
Two letters different from the other one.
Yeah. It was like Jason Peters, and I was like, yeah, we signed him to a 1 year deal, but
yeah, yeah.
Whatever. But yeah, Tyron Smith, don't know exactly if he's going to play a full season or not. Of course, we never know that. But
yeah,
you know, Tyler Smith eventually is going to be the left tackle. And then, you know, Terrence Steele.
And
Tyler Smith
has been fine. I think he's been a pretty good.
Yeah,
he's
been a great left guard. So it'll be interesting to see what he can do at tackle. But, you know, the thing is with him playing inside, his big thing in college a couple years ago was he led Division I FBS in holding calls. And so him going into the NFL and playing inside, I think really helped, you know, his development. So if he goes outside, then great. Graham Barton could fill that guard spot. He could play center, you know, whatever. So Graham Barton is hopefully the pick. I wouldn't be upset if Fawaga falls to us. I wouldn't be upset if Latham falls to us. I know Fashanu is not going to fall to us. That dude's really good.
Yeah.
But Latham, like if Latham or Fawaga or Graham Barton end up being a Cowboy, I'm super fine with that. I don't really know where I'm at on the kid from Washington or
what about the Oregon Powers Johnson.
I wouldn't mind Powers Johnson. I think he's more of a second round guy. I do like Jackson Powers Johnson though. Dude is super solid. But
I saw that. Did you
he's
see
definitely
the
a center or guard?
Schefter put it out today. That was talking about like the first round picks that are the safest to get a second contract with a team, and center was like the most safe position to draft. I think there's been 12 in the past 10 years, and 11 of them got second contracts. So like,
let's say especially here recently,
yeah.
Like
so that
Chiefs,
that's something.
Ravens,
yeah. That I think the Saints. only miss was I think Billy Price with the Bengals, who I think they ended up trading him for like a D tackle that is still on the team or something. But that so I think that's why someone like Powers Johnson probably does go early in the draft, and maybe that back half of the first because you get that interior presence and a good track record for that position, essentially. Do you see Dallas possibly trading up for a tackle or not going O-line? We've seen them in the past where they've had a need at a position and then CeeDee Lamb falls and they're like, screw it, we'll just take a really good player. Could someone like Brian Thomas Jr. be sitting there at 24?
Okay, if a receiver is sitting there, no. I've already had to do a TikTok dance for CeeDee Lamb. Like I don't want us to take another receiver. If a guy like Byron Murphy's there, solid. If a guy like Johnny Newton is there, solid. If one of the top corners are there, I'll probably be pretty sold on that. I've been wanting them to take secondary help for the longest time.
But, yeah, with Diggs coming off the ACL now too. So
exactly, and I mean, I just you have to take
Jerry would probably love Cooper and Cooper DeJean and in the star, he'd probably love that.
Yeah,
he'd play him all over the field.
What's probably going to happen though is the Cowboys are going to take a first round flyer on a guy like Leiatu Latu, whose medicals are still up in the air.
Yeah,
that's probably going to be the Jerry World pick.
Yeah, I read but, that read today that he literally retired from football.
Yeah,
retired from football.
Dude had like neck issues. Yeah,
crazy. Yet still might go top 10.
I mean,
pretty insane.
So I'm my number one overall guy is Graham Barton. My number two overall is probably either Latham or JC Latham or Fawaga. I'll take either one of those guys. If we trade up and go get Fashanu, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. It's just so up in the air with the Cowboys and anything that I want, because I've wanted this for the last 5 years. The pick that I've wanted, like I wanted Patrick Surtain, and it didn't happen. I wanted anybody not named Micah Parsons, and we got Micah Parsons, and I was super wrong on that.
Oh yeah,
but you know,
you were you very in or out on the Smith guy?
On Tyler Smith?
Oh, I was way against it. The D tackle.
Mozzie?
Yeah.
Oh, Mozzie? Oh, yeah. I was way off on that. I was like, why? And there's like, oh, because we're tired of Philadelphia doing the tush push. And I'm like, so we drafted a guy for one play?
Yeah.
Like, and like, oh, this guy's a stud. He's like, he didn't even play last year for us. He was barely in the rotation. So we'll see what he's like on that second year. But
what about a guy like Chalupa Charlton?
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. We're going to draft Taco Charlton's cousin tomorrow. That's what's really going to happen.
Chalupa
Charlton will be a Cowboy.
What about Marshawn Nealand?
There you go.
Stop it.
But honestly,
calls him immediately. Let me honestly tell you about this guy right here.
Yeah, go into receiver. You've got what? You've got CeeDee Lamb, stud. You've got Brandon Cooks. Eventually, he's going to stop being great. Michael Gallup, is he alive?
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone? Okay. So who's your number three?
I think he went to Miami.
Your number three receiver is
Cedric Woods.
Jalen is what's his last name?
Alabama kid, South Alabama? Tolbert.
Yeah, Tolbert. Jalen Tolbert.
Not sure about that.
I mean, look, man, a receiver wouldn't be bad, but it would like honestly, what I could see is if they decide to take a receiver, it'll be somebody like Xavier Worthy or Adonai Mitchell, a guy that could be a good wide receiver too. I don't see Roma Dunze.
You don't necessarily need a one. You've got CeeDee.
No, you don't. Yeah, you got CeeDee Lamb. You got your alpha. Like, but
Brian Thomas Jr. as a Cowboy.
Dak Prescott better be throwing the ball 80 times a game next year.
Yeah, and he's probably doing that regardless. You ain't got a running back. Unless Zeke comes back and he's ready to feast.
God, please no. Not again.
It looks like it's happening. So
I know. What I want us to do in the second round is take a running back. I think Trey Benson out of Florida State is my top pick in the second round. I would love Jonathan Brooks out of Texas. I would love either one of those guys in the second round. But, I mean, you have to address offense in those first two rounds.
That's how I feel about the Saints. Like, I feel like if we come out of the second round where we have two second round picks, if we come out of that round and we don't have at least one wide receiver and those three picks that we had in the first, I think 51 failure. Picks, it's a failure. Absolutely. In this draft where it's loaded, like you got to take one. You got to take one of these top guys. Yes, it's deep, but man, at some point, you gotta use a high draft pick on a person that can game change your freaking offense. Like Chris Olave is good, yes. What the crap is the fast guy? Shaheed, yes, he can run very fast and catch 60-yard plays. He ain't doing much more. Like Michael Thomas is gone. Like we've got to have something else. I don't know about Cedric Wilson revitalizing his career. He was good in the Cowboys, but since then ain't been doing much. Looking at the bottom half, Equanimeous
St. Brown.
What's up?
We got Equanimeous St. Brown.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Maybe he can be like his brother. Big contract for him today. Shout out to him.
Good for him. Good for him.
But I saw that I think it's was it 4 years, 120 or 160 that he got.
I haven't even seen it. I just saw Jake text about it earlier.
It was a lot of money.
He reset the market.
Yeah, but I saw that only $32 million of that was guaranteed, which is like the 11th highest in the NFL for a receiver. So I think that's where the Lions kind of got it. Yeah, there you go. 28 would be the Bills.
Did y'all see, or Chance, did you see what Jake just sent about J.C. Latham?
I did not.
J.C. Latham has J.C. Latham is now the favorite on most betting websites to go fifth overall.
Oh, wow.
Daniel Jeremiah.
It's crazy. DJ, man. Freaking DJ.
Yeah, here he is right here. Number five.
So where's Joe Alt going? Where's six?
Seven.
Five? Seven? Wow, crazy. Where's Rome going?
10 to the Jets.
The Jets, okay.
JJ going 11.
No way. There's no way. This is fake. Why the hell did the Eagles trade? Why?
Eagles trade up for back. A tackle?
But why? Jesus Christ.
He had Penix at 16, I mean at 13.
Brock Bowers at 15. It's pretty juicy. Seahawks definitely not going secondary. They got to go offensive line.
But they love cornerbacks.
If Quinyon Mitchell falls to Jacksonville, that's like the best case scenario.
Yeah. Byron Murphy feels like a Bengal.
Yes, 100%. Why do the Commanders have pick 19?
They traded up with the Rams.
What did the Rams go up to pick 3 or pick 2?
No, they traded out.
They traded back
up from the second round. Yeah. They got to protect Jaden. there's Johnny Newton.
My guy. There it is.
There's Bo.
That's crazy.
There's Graham Barton.
There we go, Daniel. Daniel's starting to grow on me.
Cooper to the Packers feels perfect.
That's a match made in heaven. White people love white people.
Yes. Latu to the Cardinals at 27 would be pretty cool, I think. I mean, that'd be a good pick.
Leatu Latu could easily be the first edge guy taken off the board.
Yeah. Like, but he also could fall and be a steal.
Yes.
Bill's getting BTJ.
He could also fall to the mid second round.
Yeah, absolutely. Kool-Aid to 29.
That Wiggins seems like 30. Such a Lions pick.
And then Texas to end it off with the Niners and the Chiefs.
Back-to-back Texas receivers going there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, Xavier Worthy with the Niners. They would use him.
That's juicy.
In some ways.
That'd be disgusting.
Yes.
Purdy wouldn't have to throw the ball at all.
Nah, he don't have to anyway. So anything else
on this website? It's JC Latham for number 5 overall pick at plus 280, JJ at plus 300, Joe Walt at plus 350, Marv at plus 375, Brock Bowers at plus 4000. Interesting. Drake May at plus 1600. Jaden Daniels plus 3,300. Roma Dunze plus 2,600. Dallas Turner, 3,500. So, that's crazy.
That is a wild change in the board. That's wild, man. I'm going to read off some of these props from DraftKings just for the fun of it. Total cornerback selected in first round, 5.5. Over is plus 300.
Ooh, 5.5
cornerbacks? 5.5, yeah.
Let's see.
I mean, you got Mitchell, you got the Bamas. So that's
Mitchell,
3.
Arnold,
Cooper,
DeGene,
Wiggins. So that's 5.
Kool-Aid, that's 5. I'm taking the under.
Yeah, under's
minus.
I don't know what a six
would be.
Yeah. There's a kid from Missouri that could be falling or jumping up to like 32.
It's like I saw someone on Twitter today. They said that it was from Dynasty Trade Calculator or somebody. They said, we know that the first two tight ends on the big board this year are Brock Bowers, and then I can't even remember the guy's name.
I can't name another.
It was something Simmons or something. And it was like, who would be tight end 3? And then the first comment was, who the hell is tight end 2?
Yeah.
Well, I'm about to look that up now.
Right. NFL draft tight ends. Like,
let's see.
That is a very thin department this year.
Oh, 100%. Jatavion Sanders?
That's it. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's the
it.
Big
that's
kid
it.
From Texas. He's like 6'8". He's huge.
Jesus.
Which last year was really strong, so it kind of makes sense.
Okay, so yeah, there is a gap. Oh, then they just put an Iowa tight end.
Of course,
there,
it's exactly Iowa tight end.
Hey, he'll be good. I promise.
He will be good. Eric All, what a name! What a
Cade
name.
Cade Stover. That sounds
Cade
like a tight
Stover
end
from Ohio State.
Hey, did you? So, do y'all? I know y'all listened to part of my take. I can't remember who they were talking to this morning, but they said that there's a guy that is has entered his name to the draft pool. And he did not play college football. He did rugby. He played rugby, was a college rower, and did something else. Did ninja course, whatever.
Oh my god.
Ninja warrior courses. And he just had him listed as like for college England. And I was like, I wouldn't be shocked if this guy got drafted in the sixth round, and I'm all in on him. Like he's never played college football, never played football, period. But the dude's an athlete,
He's insane. I watched 15 minutes of his workout, of his rowing workout, and I'm like, oh my God.
Rowing workout.
Straps are to die for.
Rugby.
Who was the rugby guy a couple years ago? Was it Matt Breida? No, it was somebody for the Niners at that time.
Is it this guy?
But I know you're talking about
Travis Clayton. That's
him. Yes.
Okay. I saw a tweet about him today that he's met with 30 of the NFL teams.
That's amazing.
They're curious.
How big is this guy?
What about
6'7", 303.
DJ Barnes getting drafted?
Oh my God, he runs a 4.79.
Ooh.
Tight end. Gotta be a tight end.
No, he's a tackle. From yeah, Bassing.
I can't remember who they were talking to, but it was like, I watched 15 minutes of his rowing workout. And I'm like, that's crazy.
Wow. Yeah. Shout out to him. Let me see what else we got on here. Total defensive player selected in first round, 10.5 is a line. So, I mean, is that going to be a record for like least amount? I feel like it's got to be.
It might be. And let's see. Byron Murphy, Dallas Turner, Leatu Latu, Quinion Mitchell, Terrion Arnold.
We counted five Verse, corners that could happen.
Cooper DeJean, Kool-Aid.
Marshawn Nealon.
Stop it. I'm at 8.
Chop Robinson, Penn State. Johnny Newton.
See, that's Jake's mock draft, and I'm not counting Marshawn Nealon. I'm just not doing it. Who did we have? Johnny Newton and Chop Robinson. That's 10.
Well, 10.5 maybe, under.
This is going to be like one of the fewest edge rushers picked in the first round, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There ain't hardly any edge rushers.
Well, and that's the thing. I can't remember who I was listening to, but they said the edge rushers in this class, yes, Dallas Turner may be the best in this class. But Dallas Turner wasn't even the best defensive lineman on his team last year.
Yeah.
No.
Like they said that there was such a big gap between Dallas Turner and Will Anderson. So yes. Dallas Turner wouldn't have been a first round pick last year. No, hell no. Like Dallas Turner is edge one this year, but he's nowhere near edge one or edge three in last year's class.
Or just in a normal year, essentially. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, 10.5 under is +160. So that's a pretty good bet. I mean, and obviously there's some quarterbacks like Penix, Nix that could shake up things and take a spot for a defensive player. And there's more receivers like Ladd from Georgia. He could jump into the first round, stuff like that. They could absolutely change Leggett. Up some things. Yeah. South Carolina.
Xavier Leggett. Yep.
Deion Coleman. That could happen maybe.
Yeah.
Total safeties first round +600 for there to be one. Running backs +800 for there to be one. Quarterbacks over 4.5 selected first.
There's got to be one running back, right? There's got to be one.
You would think there's
so, man.
So under
always at least one.
Under 4.5 quarterbacks is +300. So that would be for Nix and or Penix to not be drafted. I think that's a
pretty good thing. I think there's six quarterbacks taken in the first round.
Who's the sixth? Oh,
Nix.
My bad. I miscounted. Yeah. I forgot there's four in the top.
Penix, Nix, Caleb, Jaden, JJ, and Drake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane.
All six of those are going to be picked.
That's insane.
Like, I bet my pinky on it.
6.5 receivers.
Which one? Left or right?
My left. My left.
Mm.
6.5 receivers right one, plus real, 280. receivers plus six. It's 6.5 plus 280 for there to be over 6.5 receivers.
Over.
It feels doable.
I mean that we know the big three at top, and then as you said, there's another group with the two Texas
the
guys,
two Texas.
The other LSU,
and somebody's going to take a flyer on Keon Coleman or Ladd McConkey.
Yeah,
or Leggett. That'd be 7.
Or Xavier Leggett.
Yeah, because I mean, there's very realistic that like the Mitchell, Worthy, BTJ, all of them are going by like 25, and then
I've seen
you
the
got,
Chiefs
you got the
get
Lions, Bills, Chiefs that are sitting there wanting another receiver. I think that's a good bet. So check out all that stuff. This is fun. Y'all got anything else to really talk about? We can end this.
It's going to be awesome.
That's it, man.
It's freaking draft
day. Are y'all going to be streaming it somewhere?
Nah, we're not doing that this year. I think we're going to get some wings and chill and watch the draft. A little bit more excitement.
We have a wedding shower at 3:30 tomorrow. That the school is doing for it. Yeah, gross, I know. And my mom is coming into town, so we're going to eat it like a dinner somewhere probably.
Coming in for the draft.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then I'll be on the couch somewhere. So
she won't in Graham Barton. She coming in with her custom jersey.
She better. She wants me to be happy. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, this is fun.
Yeah, we got to miss all the shower stuff from our wedding because of COVID. So that was
We
had a drive through shower. We sure did. Yeah.
Drive by shower sounds dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. It was literally.
I'm a leg and call my mother.
All right. Go draft. It's the best time of the year. It is.
Hey, hold on real quick. Over under 25.5 correct picks by Jake Briette.
That's his usual line. He hits about 25 of them.
He hits about 26 or 27 every year.
Well, I've never heard of Marshawn Nealand is going on one.
Clay, he gets the teams correct.
Oh God.
He's usually really good.
I'll take under. Absolutely.
I'm taking the under.
Under, okay.
Absolutely. He won't have 20.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'll take the alternate line, plus 300. Tell him I said it. All right. Oh, this is fun. It's the best time of the year. Jacob, we got to have you on again. I've got a list of like 50 draft topic ideas that I'm going to send you, and we're going to pick out some draft topics, and we're going to do some drafts on some nights.
I'm always down,
man. I love drafting and I miss too. It's fun. That's one of the pillars of this podcast was drafting. And have you ever listened to our second episode, the gas station grabs?
I have. Yes.
Oh my God. I listened to that back a couple months ago. I think we peaked at episode two.
Depending on what it is, Jonah would be another guy that would love to be down to draft because he has wild, wild takes.
And he's a red-blooded American, Clay.
Okay, okay. Is it as good as drafting the white T-shirt from behind the counter at a gas station?
On tech drive.
Jonah's so red-blooded American. He will draft a dry hand job over anything. So that's kind of guy he is.
He prefers that over sex. Yeah.
Okay.
It's wild, yeah. Man.
We'll have to keep him in mind.
Sure. Clay, you've got to talk to Jonah for about 15 minutes.
About for an hour and a half on a podcast.
He coaches BB gun shooting.
What does that mean?
Like, and they're good.
They're good.
Nationals every year.
They're good.
They
crap?
They go to Omaha.
The College World Series?
They really do go to Omaha. No, like that's where the national competition is in Omaha, Nebraska.
All right. They go and shoot corn or something?
I don't know what they do. He's good at it, though, man. That's all I know.
Yeah, okay. So our gun draft, I'll have him on for that.
He'd be in. Yeah. He'd be down.
I would have to sit out of that one.
I'll just draft Call of Duty.
M4.
Well, here's what's wrong with that.
I'll take the M4 from Black Ops.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. All right.
M41, please. This ain't how it's supposed to be. It should be just you and me. I can't.